Okay, guys, welcome back to the channel. Today we're going to talk about a business that is making more millionaires than real estate. Yes, there are actually other industries out there that you guys can get into and make a killing, and it's not just about real estate. You know, I told you guys early in the year that I want to do more content around different areas to where you guys can make money, right? Whether it's loan officer, real estate agent. You know, we had my guy Mike on earlier. I think last month we had Mike on. And he was talking about how to become a home inspector. So today we're going to talk about life insurance, right? Now, online, we always see life insurance content online where people are always speaking about how to be your own bank, you know, et cetera, et cetera. But I rarely see content out there where folks are teaching you how to get into the life insurance industry, what are the requirements, and how can you really make money. So today I'm bringing on one of my good guys, man. This guy and his wife, they are crushing it. You're gonna meet Jasmine in 2026 on the channel too. But my guy Ellis, he's been in this industry for years. They headquartered in Atlanta. But I'm going to let him get into it and let him tell you about himself. But I want you guys to give some love to my brother, Ellis. Ellis, I'm going to bring him to the stage right now. Ellis, what's going on, my brother? How are you today?
Good, man. What's going on, MG? How you feeling?
You know, I woke up this morning. God is good, man.
Absolutely. All the time.
Introduce yourself to all praises due to the Most High, for sure, man. Shout out to everybody watching us on Instagram Live as well. Shout out to everybody on YouTube. If this is your first time here, type first time in the chat. Ellis, introduce yourself for the people who might not know you.
Yes, Mayor. Yes, sir, man. My name is Ellis Suazo, man. I'm originally from New Orleans, Louisiana. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, just like most people growing up, humble beginners, man, told go to school, get a degree. You know, I was a teen parent, you know, overcame that adversity, you know, was able to go to school, got an engineering degree, moved to Chicago, and pursued my career there. You know, I worked up the corporate ladder. As most people would say, I was successful, but I feel like I wasn't getting enough. I was still living paycheck to paycheck, and I started searching for something else to do. And I wind up getting in the insurance industry about a little over 7 years ago.
Mm. What were you doing prior to insurance?
So I was an electrical engineer. So I was a senior consultant. And to make a long story short, man, I used to design systems to make sure trains didn't run into each other.
Interesting. Interesting. So what made you go from engineer to being in the insurance industry?
Let me tell you, it wasn't something I was looking for. It wasn't something that I was, you know, searching for in a sense, man. My wife, she was like, ain't no way in the world, Ellis, you're going to sell insurance. But really, it was word of mouth. You know, most of the stuff that we get into in life, man, somebody knows somebody that tell you about it. A friend of mine I used to play basketball with said, man, you should check insurance out. And I was like, nah, man, I'm cool, bro. You know, black people don't make no money in insurance. Literally, this is the way I thought. Black people don't buy insurance. That's not something for me. I'm not good in sales. I'm an introvert by nature. I don't think that's really going to be for me. But what really happened, man, was I was working 60, 70 hour work weeks. I used to travel to pretty much 2 months out of every week. I was newly married, and I just didn't think that that was going to work long term. Me traveling, working 60, 70 hour work weeks. Now, mind you, I had everything you wanted in a corporate career, MG. I had the corporate credit card. I had the per diem. Mm-hmm. I had the best hotels. I ate prime rib or whenever I wanted to, you know, all of that type of stuff. And then after a while, it's just like, but the money is not adding up. The mortgage is still taking one check out of every month was just going to the mortgage. Now, I live better than most, right? You know, I wasn't eating bologna sandwiches and government cheese like I did when I grew up, you know, but I was still essentially a slave to my job. If I didn't work, you know, I couldn't pay the bills. We didn't travel a lot. We didn't have a lot of money for investment. We didn't have a lot, you know, we couldn't get into real estate. We didn't have a lot of extra cash. So I was forced to look for something different.
Mm. Forced to look for something different. And I think a lot of people who are watching this right now could definitely relate to that, bro. Because most of the time, you know, we're in these careers and we think, okay, we got this good corporate job. We might be making six figures. But as you grow through life and things start moving and shaking, it's like, yo, this ain't enough. You know what I'm saying? Like you're capped when you're in corporate America. Now, corporate America can be great, but I kind of feel what you're saying, right? When you feel like there's the ceiling right there, there has to be more. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, man, I remember walking into a board meeting one time and the person said, yo, we don't need any coffee. I was like, what? I don't drink coffee anyway. You know, I remember one of my chiefs told me, hey, when we want your opinion, we'll ask you for it. Wow. You know, when I was asking for, you know, a new position that had come open, oh, I can't give you that position. I can give you more overtime. You know, it's just those types of things, man. You know, I asked a vice president one time, how do I become you? And he was like, you know, maybe in 20, 30 years, if you're lucky, you know. And I'm just like, every time I felt like I wanted to work up and grow up, you know, I was hit with something like, nah, you can't do that. You should be happy with what you have, but mm-hmm. now you can't do that. That's what I was always hit with. So I was like, I was forced, literally. I got to go do something else.
Nah, facts, man. And you picked the right industry. You know, as I was doing some research about this topic today, the insurance industry generates more high paid earners than almost any other sales profession. You know, top life insurance agents can make anywhere from $500,000 to $5 million per year. And the average top producer in life insurance earns about $1.3 million. That's crazy, bro.
Yeah. You know, it's one of the best kept secrets, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a lot of times when people, you come on board, they ask me, what's the average this, what's the average that? And, you know, I always tell them, I say, look, man, God didn't create you just to be average. I don't believe in average. But if you want to do average, then you can go ahead and do average work, but you can be extraordinary. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to be the best looker. You don't have to be the best dresser. Just got to have a little bit of a work ethic and want to learn something, really. But yeah, that income is real. It's real in the insurance industry because there's a lot of, you know, things that people think about that, you know, they don't want to talk about. Like, for example, most people think life insurance is talking about death all the time. And it's not called death insurance. It's called life insurance. And so there's many aspects to insurance that's talking about living, right? There's many aspects of growing money and investment in a sense that people don't know about. You know, people don't know that banks buy the most life, one of the biggest purchases of life insurance in America is banks, right? And it's public information, by the way. You know, but going back to that point of just how much money is made in the insurance industry for a person, it's a lot. Less than 10% of agents in America look like the two people you see on the screen. There are more real estate agents in the state of California than the entire nation has insurance agents.
Hold up. There's more licensed real estate agents in California than there are life insurance agents in the entire United States of America?
Correct.
That's insane.
It is.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's do it. Like, you got my attention now. All right. Life insurance is a $1.5 trillion industry with recurring revenue. Real estate is transactional, right? You do one deal, you close one deal, that's it. Like, you're not making no more money off that person. One of the things that I love about the life insurance sales game is that recurring revenue. So if someone is watching this right now or going to watch us on a replay, like, what are the requirements to become a licensed insurance agent?
Oh, man, it's so easy, man. Let me tell you, you take a little quick pre-licensing course. You know, cost you about $20, go online, take a pre-licensing course, six to eight chapters, depending on the state that you live in. And then you got to take a state required test, right? And typically, all you got to do is make a 70%. For the most part, the whole nation, 70% is about 120, 150 questions, all multiple choice. And guess what, MG? When you pass your test in your resident state, you can get a license in any state in America. One test, one time for the whole nation.
Wait a minute. So you take one test and you can write policies nationwide?
Nationwide.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And there's no restrictions. So if I'm in New York, I get licensed in the state of New York. I can do a deal in Georgia. I can do a deal in Cali. I can do a deal anywhere.
Yeah. All you got to do is get a non-resident license, go online real quick, pay the little state non-resident fee, be $20, $50, $100. You get your new license in 24 to 48 hours, and then you can go ahead and seal the deal. So it allows you to go ahead and meet with the person, talk with the person. If they want to seal the deal, you go ahead, grab your license, and it's good for 2 years, pretty much, 2 to 3 years.
Do you have to do continuing education every year? Because as a loan officer, like I literally this weekend, I have to spend about 15 hours of my weekend doing continuing education before the end of this year, right? Is it the same thing with the life insurance? Do you have to do annual CE to keep your license up?
It's every 2 years.
Every 2 years. That's not bad.
Every 2 years. Every 2 years, and it doesn't take 15 hours. You can get through it in a couple hours, do the CE.
That's not bad. Yeah. What does it cost to get licensed and get yourself up and running?
States vary, but typically it should run you anywhere between $200 to $300 if you're dealing with a brokerage that can help you. So the Wealth Academy is a brokerage that has discounts, for example, with pre-licensing courses, you know, and as well as help you through so that you, you know, you don't waste money, right? But it should cost you no more than $200 to $300 total. And that's from the pre-licensing all the way through to get your license, take the test, do your fingerprints, affidavit, whatever you need. Each state is different, right? So it does vary, but it can be anywhere between $200 to $300.
$200 to $300. Now, with a $200 to $300 investment, someone comes through the Wealth Academy, right? What if someone starts today? How fast can they realistically make their first $10,000 as a licensed life insurance agent?
10 grand, I would say anywhere between 45 to 75 days, something like that.
What's the steps that they will have to do? Because 30 to 45 days, I mean, that's a crazy flip, right? I spent a couple hundred dollars December, and then by February, I can make $10,000 in commission. What does that look like client-wise? What type of products would they have to be selling? How do they get to that first 10K?
Man, it really is based upon how hungry a person is, to be honest with you. But client-wise, I'd say 10 clients spending, you know, $100, $150 on the insurance, you know.
And that's in that first 10K. So you got 10,000, they do about $100,000 policies, which is probably not going to cost nobody, especially if it's like term insurance. It's not going to cost a lot if they're in good health. And they can make $10,000 in commission off of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, chat, I need y'all to type in comments on this one, man. How many of you guys know 10 people that you could go and talk to and sell them some life insurance is something that they actually need? Type it in chat if you know 10 people, because for me, this is sounding great. Now, what about like someone like myself, right? I'm a licensed loan officer. We got a lot of realtors that watch this channel as well. What about the person that's already in financial services? Number one, can we be a licensed real estate professional and also hold our life insurance licenses and sell that? And two, how is that transition if we were to go to your business and try to work on both at the same time?
Let me tell you something right now, MG. We love loan officers. We love real estate agents. We love tax professionals. Why? Because you guys already have the trust of the people, right? The businesses that we in, all three, the insurance, real estate, taxes, you got to have the trust of the people. They got to like you first. And if you do good by them, they're willing to do whatever it is that you're doing because they trust you, right? I remember when I bought my first house, man, my real estate agent and loan officer knew everything about me. They knew all my bad habits, my credit, everything, right? Because they're trying to help you get into what is essentially most Americans' biggest purchase in their lifetime, right? A home, right? And so because I have this trust now, if my realtor would have said, hey, Ellis, you need this type of life insurance, get this, this, and this for you and your family, go talk to this person, I'd have did it. because she helped me accomplish what I wanted so desperately to get, was my first home, right? And so many real estate agents and tax professionals, they come to us and say, hey, look, I'm already extremely busy. Is there a way for me to add this to my portfolio of my services? Yes. All you have to do is get your license. We help you through the process, get that license. And then if you shoot the person over to us as a referral, we go ahead and split the policy with you 50-50. So whatever they do, we split 50-50. If they send referrals of referrals, we still split that 50-50. Now you're building a new book of business that you own too as well. So like in our brokerage opportunity, you own your book of business from day one, right? So it's not something that I own, right? Even though I'm helping you, but it's a win-win situation for both of us, because if I meet someone also that's looking for real estate or a loan, I could shoot them back to you too as well. So it's a reciprocal relationship there.
Okay. All right. Book of business. Because we hear book of business all the time in sales, right? Mm-hmm. But you guys on the insurance and truly have a book of business, because if these folks renew their policies, you get that residual income every single year.
Correct.
That they renew. Like, how does that really work for someone who doesn't know, this is their first time hearing about, you know, insurance sales? Like, how does residual income truly work?
So what happens is on the anniversary, which is typically the 13th month of that policy, if the policy is still in place, the person is still paying their premium, you receive a residual payment based upon the contract with the insurance company. So we work with several different companies, so then each one is different. But yeah, you'll receive a payment again, right? And so when we say book of business, guys, this is a business that literally you can do one or two things with. You can sell it if you wanted to. You build it up, say, I want out the game, I can sell it. We had a person that did that not too long ago. They received a seven-figure check for that. Or you could pass it on to your loved one, right? If you got a child, then, you know, they want to come up and do the business. They just got to get their license. And literally, you can transfer that business over them to them, right? And so it's an incredible thing that we have with this type of business.
Yo, wait a minute. Hold on. You can transfer your book of business or sell your book of business. So if you're in this industry 20 years, and let's just say let me get my calculator out here, right? So let's just say you're in a business. Let's just say what's on average, right? Like, let's just say not a top producer, but let's just say someone who's mid-level, they cruise in, they make $300,000-$400,000 a year. How many policies on average would you say they're probably writing on a monthly basis?
You said $300,000-$400,000 a year?
Yeah.
I'd say 500 easy.
500 policies a year.
Yeah, 300 to 500. Mm-hmm.
So let's just say if you're doing 500 policies, that's about 41 policies a month, right? So if you have about 500 and you do that over 20 years, you got about 10,000 clients in your book of business, right? And every single year, you're just adding on. You're adding on. People are going to fall out, but you just continue adding on, right? What type of residual income does that look like if you just say, you know what, I want to retire and I want to keep my book of business and just manage it, but I don't really want to write no more policy? Like, what kind of residual income can someone be looking at?
I mean, that's thousands of dollars a month. You know, you're talking about a 20-year book of business. That's thousands of dollars in residuals a year. I'm sorry, a month.
And that could be passed on, or you can just say, hey, I have 10,000 clients. Yo, Ellis, I'm trying to retire. Here's the value of my book. You want to buy this from me? And an individual agent or broker could buy it from any agent.
Yeah, you know, and there's a multiplier to that too as well.
What's the wait? Hold on, it's a multiple to selling your book.
There's a multiple to it too as well.
Yeah. What's the typical multiple on selling your book of business?
On the low end for like that type of producer, let's just say 3 to 5 times.
Damn, that's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on a low end.
On the low end.
Shit. That's crazy. So you can get a multiple. See, this is why I named this. This business makes more millionaires than real estate, because this the type of shit we can't. I can't do this on as a loan officer. Mm-hmm. I've been doing this business for 23 years. I don't get a check every single month just because somebody made their mortgage payment and I did their loan. You know what I'm saying? Like, I only get a check if somebody comes back to me to do a refinance, or they purchase a new property, or I get new business. So every single, and I say this all the time, bro, I'm unemployed every day. Mm. Every single day I am unemployed because I have to go out here and hunt in order for me to eat. And from what you're explaining to us in the insurance industry, it's not like that. At first, you got to hunt like crazy. But as you build and build and build, you're going to have that money coming in. So realistically, after 13, 14 months, let's even call it 2 years in this business, you should basically have a baseline of that residual income where now you can kind of treat that as like a salary.
You should be able to. If you went after it, like we're saying, you know, it'll definitely be there. And, you know, guys, we're just talking about just the pure sales. We're not even talking about the brokers that you have under you, the agents that you have, if you decide to do that too as well. So that's even a different multiplier, because now you become more attractive if you have selling agents on your team too as well. So now you become more valuable.
So, okay. Since you transitioned to building an agency, what does that look like, right? If you're someone who's watching this, they're brand new, they get their license, they come with the Wealth Academy, they join, they're rocking and rolling for 12 months, 18 months, and now they want to start building that agency. Like, what's the playbook for building a multi-million dollar agency at the Wealth Academy?
Man, that's a great question, man. First and foremost, man, you got to understand how we make money in America. How we make money in America is solve a problem. The biggest problem that the insurance companies have in America today is distribution. They don't have enough licensed agents. They don't have enough people that are minority background, right? And they want that. And the only people that we really listen to is people like that look like us, right? And that's just how it goes in many different communities, right? They listen, they work with each other. And so the insurance companies, you know, they want more agents. And so we teach you not just how to sell insurance, but we also teach you now how to network, how to market, how to present an opportunity, how to help people, right? And so I'm incentivized to help you learn how to make six figures. I tell people all the time, minimum wage in the insurance industry is six figures. Minimum wage in the insurance industry is six figures. If you're not making six figures in the industry, you're not working, you're not hustling, right? Because it's literally, there's no cap in this industry. There's $80 trillion still sitting in baby boomer accounts right now. They need help with that money in retirement. We have something that can help them with that, which is an annuity, right? Some qualify.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Find some don't, but more than not qualify for it, right? And so I'm not going to go too much down into product, but just note there's $80 trillion sitting out there. People need help. Many people that's watching this right now, you know people that need help. You just don't know it, that they need it, right? And so if you just say, hey, I can show you how to get a license part-time. You don't have to quit your job, right? You don't have to worry about quotas, because that's why a lot of people don't like sales, because they say, oh, I got to hit some type of quota, or I'm going to lose this, or I'm going to lose that. No, this opportunity, the way we have it designed, was created for people who work jobs. I was an engineer. I was working 60 hours a week. I didn't quit my job to do this. Started part time. We work with doctors, lawyers, engineers, teachers, tax professionals. We work with professional people who have jobs, who have businesses, who have families. And everything we do is really at a part-time basis, right? And so it's just, we help them do the presentation. We're in the field. We're in the family homes. We in the churches. We are with the community talking about this. So you don't have to build it yourself. I'll help you build it. I'll be in the field with you. I'll be in the homes. I'll be in the churches. I'll be at the community events speaking about what we do, you know, talking about 14 million layoffs this year. You know, Warren Buffett says if you are, if your only source of income is your job, then you're one step away from poverty. We're not living in a time where additional stream of income is an option. You must have an additional stream of income to combat inflation, right? And so we'll teach you how to build an agency, right? You, your doctors don't know about it. Your teachers, your children's teachers don't know about it. All of these people are looking for extra income. All of these people are looking for ways to make their money work for them. And we do that. And you'll be paid for that.
Wow. That's powerful, bro. I'm not going to hold you. As you're speaking right now, and this is why I keep rubbing my head, because, y'all, I swear, every time I speak to you, Ellis, every time I speak to you, like, I should be like, yo, what the fuck am I doing? I need to do something differently. And every time I speak to you, bro, it's just like the light bulb just keeps going over my head. And I'm like, why the hell am I not doing insurance? Why? I'm 47. I can rock. I'm going to be rocking for the next time 70, right? Mm-hmm. Like, me, my exit and really work, not working no more and chilling is when I hit 70, right? So I got another, 23 years till I hit 70 years old. I can build up something that's magnificent over these next 23 years. And I'm listening to you and I'm just sitting here like, yo, this shit makes both sense and sense, right? Like you said, you don't have to quit your day job. You don't have to sit here and meet quotas. It's basically whatever you write, you write. And whatever you don't, you don't. So you can go as far as you want to or not.
Yep.
It's on you and what your and what your goals are. And it just seems like a no-brainer. Now, guys, I don't know if any of you watching this right now are like feeling the same way that I'm feeling, but I definitely will sign up and become a licensed agent in the first quarter of 2026. And I want you guys to all hold me accountable for this as well, because to me, this just seems like a no-brainer to add this to my repertoire of all the things that I'm doing right now. It just makes both sense and sense. And me hearing you talk is just like, why the fuck is not everybody doing this? Like you said, there's more licensed realtors in Cali than there are licensed life insurance agents in the country. Like,
yeah,
that don't make sense.
No, it doesn't.
And less than, you said what, less than 10% of that are black and brown.
Yep.
That's an opportunity. There's a 90% opportunity in the marketplace to go out here and capitalize and to earn a living. So let me ask you this. You've been in this for 7 years. You guys have, how many agents do you have under the Wealth Academy right now?
So we've licensed a little over 2,000 agents. We got offices in Dallas, here in Atlanta, Chicago, Columbia, South Carolina. And I'm getting into my hometown, man. Excited to get into New Orleans, building that up too as well. But there's obviously opportunity all across the nation.
Over 2,000 licensed agents with the Wealth Academy. Tell me, what are the three things why you see life insurance or people who come into this business, why do they fail? Why are they not successful? Why are they not part of that $500 to $5 million club, right? Why are these people failing?
Inconsistency. They don't know what they want. They lack work ethic, because that's really it. It's not the sales. It's not the skills. You'll learn it, guys. You'll learn that in like 3 to 6 months, man, if not sooner than that. It's not difficult, right? There's really only three umbrellas to, you know, life insurance, which is term, permanent insurance, and annuities. It's not that many products you got to learn. The laws are not changing every year, like taxes, for example. We got to learn new tax laws and changes every year. Stuff is really simple, you know? And so it's really the fear of rejection, MG. You know what I'm saying? In any sales opportunity, people fear objections. They fear rejection, you know, instead of learning how to overcome it. And we teach you how to overcome it. You know what the biggest thing that people feel is that when someone tells them no, they feel like it's a rejection. It's not a rejection, it's an objection. It's an opportunity for you to learn how to speak that person's language. You just got to learn better communication skills, This is coming from a person who was whack at communicating. This is from a person who was an introvert. This is coming from a person who wife told him, Ellis, you don't talk to nobody. This is coming from a person where my wife's best friends was like, Ellis gonna get an insurance. He don't even talk to us when he here. You know what I'm saying? This is coming from a dude who had all the obstacles stacked against him and said, no, I'm gonna do something.
Wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. And I'm the opposite of you.
Right.
like I'm listening to all of this and I'm like, I'm the opposite of all of that. I want to talk to everybody. You know, this is why I do what I do right now. Yeah. Like I just want to continuously talk and talk and talk. And as I'm hearing you just break this all down, it honestly just seems like a no-brainer. Now, what do you have to say to like this, right? We got spend 3,000 here. It says, I was a licensed agent when I was 21. No one took me seriously being so young, so I stopped, right? I can see that, too, because when I came into the mortgage business, I wasn't that young. I was probably like 25 at the time, 24, 25. But it was also the same thing. Like a lot of people, when I first came into the business, they looked at me as a kid when I'm trying to talk about these real estate transactions. Like, so what do you say to that young person, that 18, 19 year old, that 21 year old who's watching this? How do they handle those objections?
You know, man, Spin, I'm sorry that happened to you, man. But we love the Gen Z's coming to the industry because you're the future. You know, you got to make it through, you know, a couple of years where it's tough. But, you know, I like people that's coming into their 20s. You know why I like people that come in when they're in their 20s? Because they haven't been beat up by corporate America. They're not so pessimistic, right? They're more hungry. They're more vibrant. They got more energy, you know? So I love the 20-year-olds when they come into the business, man, because they're excited. And we've helped 20-year-olds, you know, become brokers, learn how to make $50,000, $100,000 in a year, learn how to make $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in a month, right? This is life-changing money, you know, for them, right? And so, like I said, Spin, man, sorry that happened to you. But if you would have been with us at 20, you'd still be with me today.
Man, incredible. Incredible. So we got another question here. Local Home 757 says, is it $200 to $300 with the Academy from start to finish to be a part of the Wealth Academy? Let's talk about the Wealth Academy. Let's break all that down for them.
Yeah. So it's a want to become a partner with the brokerage and get your CRM system and your agent management system. That is $199. That's a one-time $199, right? Then the next one is $20 to do the pre-licensing course. And then depending on your state test could be $50 to $100. And then the license itself could be $50 to $100. Again, so that is dependent on the state. But from start to finish, it should be no more than $500 total. It could be a little bit less depending on your state. But to get started is the $199 and then the $20 for the free licensing course. And that is nationwide.
And that's nationwide. And there's no addition. And that doesn't include the state fees for when you have to do your licensing, or that's everything?
$500 should be everything. Could be a little bit less. It shouldn't be no more than $500 anywhere in the nation, start to finish.
Wow, that's not bad. So from start to finish, so all right. So somebody pays this $500, they join the Wealth Academy. Within 60 days, realistically, they should be able to at least make 100% return on that $500 investment, correct?
100%. Look, man, I took me 2 weeks to get the test is not hard, guys. I got my license in about 2 weeks. My first check was $1,000.
Paid yourself back right there.
I made it all back. Now I'm in the black.
Yeah, forever. So, all right, let's talk about that. What other costs, like besides the licensing, you join the Wealth Academy, like what other tools they really need? Just really nothing, right? Just pretty much a phone and laptop and some Wi-Fi and call it a day.
That's it, man. That's pretty much all you need. You know, we get into marketing and different those types of strategies down the line. But in the beginning, man, we're just really trying to help you earn some money, get back in the black. You know, help you really understand. I'm always under the mindset I got to help a person in their first 30 to 45 days make $1,000. Like, that's my goal, every new person that walks in the door, because that was my first check. I didn't know what in the world I was doing, and I made $1,000. I'm like, yo, these people willing to pay me $1,000, and I just got a license? Oh, yeah. Let me learn this stuff.
What type of education, like, or I would say, let me rephrase that. They get licensed. What should they be doing in terms of their knowledge base to, like, become to learn products, to become a great life insurance salesperson?
We have a bunch of resources to help a person once they come on board. We have resources to teach themselves how to talk to people, how to make phone calls, how to present. Like, we have all that. We do in-house trainings, obviously, here in Atlanta weekly, you know, 2 days a week on Tuesdays and Saturdays. If you're not local, then obviously we'll be able to help you remotely too as well. We have a an LMS system for people out of state, and then as well as we meet with them, you know, at least once a week too as well, and then help them run in appointments. We do that every day, right? This is what I do. And so if you in it every day, then I'm helping you every day. You know, it just depends on what your level of commitment and what are you trying to accomplish.
Damn.
And then the carriers, I forgot to mention, the carriers do webinars at least once a week. So, you know, carriers that we work with, you know, I ain't going to start naming carriers. I'm not going to give them free name drops. But
very important.
Right. They do webinars. And so once you come on board, they got a calendar and everything you can plug in and start learning directly from them too as well.
Man, this is great. This is great information, man. Drop some gems in the comments, man, for Ellis, man. He's definitely, he's opened my eyes up to this. Now, how do we join a Wealth Academy? What's the website? Like, what do we have to do if we wanted to invest this $500, get licensed, join the Wealth Academy, be a part of the training, the coaching, the mentorship, and really start 2026 off with a bang and make some money? How do we sign up?
Really easy, man. And so right now, you got to reach out to myself directly on Instagram or through my Facebook at the moment while we're, you know, finishing up the touches here for the website link. We have some changes. But then I'll put you in direct contact with my assistant who will bring you on board. So she'll be able to either do it on Zoom or phone, right? We'll show you, you know, the system where we're logging in. And taking your payment, processing your payment, and then giving you access to your agent management system, and then scheduling your orientation, which would be with myself or my wife.
Okay. What's the website they got to go to again?
On Instagram, right? Just hit me up at Mr. Wealth Academy in my DM. I'll check my DM all day, every day, or via Facebook. So those are the two things. Or you can email me, right? You can email me at ellis@thewealthacademy.us.
All right, so let me put that email. Ellis, so let's do Ellis.
At the Wealth Academy.
At the Wealth Academy.
.us.
All right, I'm going to put that email in the chat right now. So I'm going to put it in the IG chat in the... The IG name is Mr. Wealth Academy, y'all. Mr. Wealth Academy. So I put the email on the screen. His Instagram on you guys on Instagram. All you have to do is go to his Instagram, DM him right now, Mr. Wealth Academy, or email Ellis@thewealthacademy.us. I put it on the screen for everybody here to see. I think this is extremely important, y'all. Extremely important. If you're looking to make, I'm not even gonna call this a side hustle, right? Like, I don't even want to disrespect the industry and be like, this is a side hustle. If you're looking to replace your current career, if you are looking for freedom, if you are looking to go to the next level of your life, to write your own paycheck, to build a business, to build a brand, to help as many people as possible, because look, insurance is a big wealth mover. There's no secret about that. We hear about the Rockefellers and trust and how they funding these trusts, and everybody's doing the waterfall methods and all this other good stuff, right? It's all via insurance. So this is not something that people, this is a need. This is not a want, in my opinion. And most people just don't know that they need it until you have that conversation with them. And if you are someone who can have, who is articulate and have work ethic, this is for you. There was a great comment in here from Marcel Dubine, who's MLO right now, said, if we schedule our day right, we can handle our main part of our mortgage business from 8 to 5 p.m. and put at least 2 hours a day enrolling life insurance clients. Great info.
Absolutely.
And Marcel, we are thinking the exact same way. And in all honesty, you don't even have to do it like that. When you, again, we got a whole 1003, y'all. We see everything that the folks have already. Yes. Right? They're already disclosing all of their assets. So it's a simple, why don't you have insurance? Look, I'm going to give you mortgage protection insurance. Yep. Right? You're buying the house. You need a term policy to cover the mortgage. I got you. It's going to cost you $50 a month. You need this. And when you at this closing table, you're going to sign these papers for this insurance at the same time too, to protect your investment. Like, and this is what I'm, as you're speaking to me, Ellis, I'm like, this is a no-brainer.
Mm-hmm.
This is a no-brainer. Look, I want to go deeper. Everybody, so first of all, shout out to you for that comment, but let me put the email back up here. Email Ellis at thewealthacademy.us. I'm going to put it in the description of this video. Guys, realtors, loan officers, sales professionals, and just the everyday person who's watching this, if you want to become or get more information, yo, real talk, you can incorporate this into your day. I speak to a lot of you, and a lot of you want to buy real estate and you want to invest, but the common denominator is you ain't got the money.
Yeah.
You don't have the money. This is and this is why I'm having this type of dialogue on the channel, is because I'm trying to show you guys other pathways to make money so you can get into real estate. You don't have to just depend on that one job. There are other options for you out there where you can make some money and use that capital that you're making to invest into real estate and build wealth for you and your family. So
I'm telling you, man, we didn't even get into those plays. And as so many people come to me saying, I want to invest in real estate. And I say, well, where are you getting the money from? I don't know. I say, well, get you and a couple of guys, start making some money in this industry, start investing into your insurance policies to build that up. Go take the cash value out of that policy. Go start you a real estate investment trust. Get five of you, put 20 grand a piece into it. Now you got $100,000. Not hard money, because it's your money. But it's in the trust. And if the deal goes south or the property was a mess, guess what you can do from the trust? Walk away from it. Go start another one. Tell you, man, there's so many different plays. That was just a quick one I gave you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a gem, bro. That was a gem. Now, we're coming up on 45 minutes today. I'm not going to hold you too much longer. I want everybody to screenshot the email and everything, but you got to leave us with one more gem, one more message, and why people should contact you to learn more about getting into this business and joining the Wealth Academy.
Man, at the end of the day, you know, I would say, man, I'm just a person that came from humble beginnings like everybody else, man. I don't come from nothing. Like I said, I come from bologna sandwiches and government cheese. I come from a single parent household, you know, and if I could do it, guys, you can do it too as well. I come from one of the, you know, most crime infested cities in America in the 90s, right, which is New Orleans. And at the end of the day, man, I love helping people. I love being able to help people come out of that 9-to-5 mindset because we've been programmed. We've been programmed for 20, 30 years of our life in school to be a good worker, to be a good employee, to be a good doctor that works for someone else, a good engineer who works for someone else, never the person that will start their own business. And I tell you this, man, I'll leave you with this gem, and I think you'll love this one. Being broke is hard. Being rich is hard. Choose your heart.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. There you have it. Pick your poison. Everybody, email Ellis at thewealthacademy.us today. Email, DM him, Mr. Wealth Academy on Instagram, Facebook. Ellis, I appreciate you coming on the show, taking time out your busy day today. I'm definitely going to speak to you too. I'm dead ass serious about this. I definitely first quarter. I definitely want to get licensed. We already been talking about doing something joint in the office,
right?
In your office in Atlanta too. So we're definitely going to, you know, wrap that up and get that in for the first quarter as well. But I definitely am going to come to the Wealth Academy, get licensed, and start making some money with insurance, man. Like, it's too much money out here, and we live in a world where we need to make as much money as possible.
Absolutely. Like,
period, point blank. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, email. I had the email up there. I'm going to put it up here one more time. I just got to find it. Where the hell did I put it? Where was the comment? Oh, now I can't find it. but tell them to email one more time while I'm looking for it.
It's Ellis@thewealthacademy.us.
There we go. Ellis@thewealthacademy.us. I'm going to put the email in the description of the video as well. Ellis, I appreciate your time today. Everybody throw some gems in the comment. Throw some money bags in the comments. And C. Wilson on Instagram, you said MG is seeing money. You're damn right. I don't know about y'all. I got kids to feed. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I got four babies. I need to get them fed and create legacy for them. So if you're not on that same page, I don't know what the hell you're here for, to be honest with you. This is the only place you need to be if you're looking to get some money. So, Ellis, we appreciate your time. Make sure y'all follow him on Instagram, Facebook, Mr. Wealth Academy. On all platforms. Ellis, I'm going to speak to you later, my brother.
All right, man.
Have a good one. Everybody later. Else, I'm going to see y'all. When I see y'all, make sure y'all like, comment, share, subscribe, hit the bell for notifications and all that good stuff. I might be back on here later tonight. All right? Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, better known as MG the Mortgage Guy. Peace.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.